Victory Chat with Jackie McKeever. If you are looking for your next book read, needing an encouraging dialogue to boost your mindset or jump into the world of management, either for your business or you're working for somebody else, just in the pursuit of happiness and purpose in your life, this is the podcast for you, because this is Victory Chat with Jackie McKeever. This is the right chat for you. I've spent over 20 years, besides my education, I have an MBA with a graduate in accounting. I've spent over 20 years educating, training managers, leadership, supervisors, employees, and everyday people just like you to be their best. I'm like, if I had words to describe me, I'm like the best friend, the auntie, the business partner, the coach, the mentor that everyone wished they would have met sooner. Listen, this episode, plus many more, can be found on my YouTube channel. My YouTube channel is Jackie D as in Delta McKeever. You can also find my YouTube channel by going to www.jackiemckeever.com/links today. And while you're there, do not forget to subscribe. All right, let's get this party started. Y'all, today's title is called Get Up, Walk, and Speak Life. I'm going to say it again, just because I can. Today's title of this podcast episode is called Get Up, Walk, and Speak Life. I love that title. And just the truth around that title, like, I was walking, and many of you may or may not know, I call my walks my victory walks, because I am walking in purpose. I'm walking in truth. With all the goal of being purposeful in my walk for a healthier mind, healthier body, just a healthier state of being, point blank. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining my live. How are you doing? So this podcast is actually being broadcast on multiple platforms, so everyone will get to enjoy this podcast. Everyone will get to enjoy this podcast. So many of you may or may not know that I speak about getting up and walking in purpose. This means to walk in your calling, walk in your truth, walk purposely toward your vision that you have for yourself. Now, I actually sell some merch with Get Up and Walk on it. And you can go to my website, the www.jackiemckeever.com/links, and buy you a t-shirt to support motivational, informational, educational broadcasts just like this. Anyway, I did not always believe in that. I didn't always believe that you should get up, walk, and speak life. I really, really, truly did not. Even though I was raised in a church and I was taught some things, right? I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it for me. I lived in fear for many years, scared that I would have to say no to some things that did not serve my calling. I was scared although God showed me that I would be speaking to people from different areas, different backgrounds, different culture, when I was nine, and I like to say three quarters, as a child in my dreams, and it was and I say dreams because it was multiple dreams where I would see myself in different platforms, speaking to people, motivating people, being a mentor to people, inspiring. I like to say motivation because it has the word move in it. I knew that all I knew at that particular time that I was a shadow. I was a throwaway kid, right? I was living in a shadow of somebody else. These dreams actually terrified me because this thrown away kid was invisible and unknown to her family, to her community, and in her home. All I knew was life as a shadow. I didn't know that you could have a life cultivating change. This was foreign to me because this meant holding the line and believing in a word that wasn't my present circumstances. This was my past childhood, and this was the journey that I was on. I spent over 20 years trying to run the opposite way of this dream, this vision that God kept showing me in my dreams. I kept having this same dream, like from 9 3/4. Even as adult, I kept seeing it. I kept seeing it. I kept seeing it in my dream. And it kept scaring me. But here's the gag. Here's the funny thing about that is that every time I try to hide, okay, remember I said I was running. I was running the opposite way of that dream. At least I thought I was. Every time I thought I finally found a place that I could hide, child, somehow I ended up in the spotlight. The spotlight would find me in a crowd of people, although I was being quiet, although I was hiding my capabilities, what I knew and what I knew how to do. I was being silent. I wasn't being silenced. I was being silent. Okay. I would always be placed in a position to lead and speak life into dry areas. And this cycle just kept happening and happening and happening and happening. Every time I would find, let me find me a new place to hide. The spotlight kept finding me in the crowd, kept finding me in those corners that I would hide in. And I kept being put in positions to lead, to speak, to mentor, to speak to area, to dry areas, to motivate. So eventually I gave in. I gave in when I got to the point where holding all that energy, holding all that strength, that gift, that power inside of me began to destroy me from the inside because it was meant to be poured out. I couldn't hold it anymore. I began to get into deep depression because I was allowing fear to control me. And there's many reasons to that people fall in depression. There's many reason why people have anxiety. The only story that I can tell you is mine. This is my truth. Instead of living the living and being the person that God created me to be, I was hiding for many years, trying to hide, but kept being put in the spotlight. And it scared me. It scared me. Even though I would see the changes, I would see the changes in people when I spoke up. So what I did, thank you for asking that question. What I did was I gave in to it. I gave in to the vision. I gave in to the position. I held the position. I began to speak. I began to educate. I began to coach. I began to motivate. I began to lead. I began being the person that God created me to be. Then something broke. The shackles broke. I finally began to feel free because I was living in truth. I got up, I walked, and I began to speak life. A lot of times we feel uneasy at the position, at our present position, the present places that we are in. And we don't understand that the clothes, even though we work so hard and we try to get out of that hole that we put ourselves in. We don't understand why every time we make these attempts, there's closed doors. Trust me, I didn't understand. And sometimes I have to go to God and ask God, why is this door being closed to me? I believe, but I can't walk through that door. And one day I learned that those doors aren't meant for me to go through. That sometimes a closed door is closed because it's keeping you from going on the wrong path. It's just like you're driving on the highway, and if they're working, they're doing construction, and this part of the road, they have destroyed a bridge that used to be there. And they keep you from going over the bridge. They block it. They put these cinder blocks. They put these big old containers of water because they don't want you to go past this barrier because it's dangerous. It's the wrong path. It's not where you're supposed to be in. What I found out is God will do that too. I began to take my position. I began to educate, to coach, to mentor, to speak life in dry places. This is the reason why my second Bible verse or chapter is Ezekiel 37. So today's word, day 125, comes from Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 5. This is the Amplified Version. It says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me. He brought me out of the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. It was full of bones. And he caused me to pass around about among them, and behold, they were very many." It says human bones. "In the valley or in the plain, and behold, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, Oh, Lord God, you know. And again he said, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Oh, you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath and spirit to enter you, and you shall live. That verse is important because I had to realize, in order for me to stop feeling the way that I did, I had to begin to pour out the words, pour out my talents, allow God to fill me up, and allow my talents, my gifts to shine. I had to get up, walk, and speak life. So today, I'm sharing this story with you because I know many of you may have been like me. You may have been in a position where you felt invisible, just like I did. You may be in a position where you felt like you were thrown away, just like I did. You may be in a position where you feel like where you are, you don't belong, that there's more in life. It's the reason why you cannot settle for the life that you have right now, because you know there's more. That is your calling, compelling you to seek more in your life. It begins by changing your mindset. Then the next step is speaking words of in dry areas. And the areas or bones or the areas that have dried because you have not watered them, you have not exercised those muscles. So they have became weak. They haven't died, okay? They have not dried up and became dust. There's still evidence that those gifts and those talents are there. But it's time. It's time for you to get up, walk into the position that you're meant to be. It's time for you to speak up. Speak up and say, I know I have a calling. I know that there's more. I'm ready to explore a better life. I'm ready to invest in me. I'm ready to be the person that God has called me to be. I'm ready to speak life. I'm ready to walk, get up and walk purposely towards a vision that God has given me. It's time. Listen, this is all I have for today as far as this story. I was able to share a bit about my past, a bit about what motivates me to keep going, to keep doing what I do, to keep speaking life, to keep motivating, to keep educating, to keep coaching, to keep motivating, to keep mentoring. And your talent, your gift, it may not be the same as mine, but I believe each of us has a talent. I believe that our talent can serve us in a way that it will support us, okay? It will financially support us. So how can we monetize that so that we can go full time or spend more time living in that type of life? Listen, I have a business blueprint and mentorship program that I want you to go to the, if you're following me on certain social media platforms, you simply go to the www.jackiemckeever.com/links and click on the link and learn more about it. If you're following me on Instagram, it's the link in the bio. If you're watching this on my YouTube channel, it's in the description. If you're listening to this, because this is on multiple platforms, on my podcast, the link is in the description. Click the link and learn more. It's time for you to build the confidence. It's time for you to create the plans. It's time for you to walk in your purpose. Time for you to stop being invisible. Time for you to stop hiding in the shadow. This is your spotlight. It's time to activate. Go to www.jackiemckeever.com/links. I'm going to say it again. Go to www.jackiemckeever.com/links. Go to www.jackiemckeever.com/links. Click on the business business blueprint and mentorship today and sign up. When you sign up, you're saying, I'm ready to create the plans. I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of hiding. I know that there's more for me. And I know that I cannot do it alone. I'm here to help. But because helping you allows me to walk in my purpose. Helping you allows me to walk into the vision that God has given me to do. Signing up helps you be the person God has called you to be. It's time. Get up, walk, and speak life to those dry areas.